So in favor of doing the work, I modified the language, I modified the words, and gave the message in such a way that even if the message was not carried literally, the work would be done. And I was very happy the work was done. So the next day I went to him, and Baba asked me, what did he do? I said, oh, the work is done. What was the work done? I said, Baba, the fellow did the work very happily. But what was the message you gave? But Baba, I just modified the message. Why should you have done? Look at this man, he tells Herod, this man has lived with me for so many years, and he breaks my orders, and he has not given the message in the work that I asked him to do. I said, Baba, the work is done. What is the work done? You have miscarried my message. I am not bothered about the work. I was more particular about the way that you give the message. And you repeat the work that I asked you to do. I said, Baba, I made a mistake. I'm very sorry. We always catch our ears when we make a mistake in India. And say, Baba, now I shall, next time be very careful. On similar next occasion, after a few days, there was a message to be given. Then I remember that the message was not to be given, was to be given literally, irrespective of the fact that the work was done or not. I was regardless of it, because Baba wanted me the first time to give the message in the words that he said, and I was very careful. And again, the words were very direct, very straight, and I was definite. The government officials are always very, you see, self-contained and rather sometimes arrogant also, and we have to deal with them very tactfully. And I went and I didn't bother about the result, but I just went and gave the message and just flung on his face all the words that Baba asked me to do, and the work was not done. Then I go back the next day. Baba said, what did you do? I said, I'm very happy. What happy? What did you do? I said, I gave the message exactly as you. Did you? I said, yes. But was the work done? I said, not at all. So he said to him, look at this fellow. What has he done? He has not done the work at all. I said, Baba, I'm sorry. I just hold my ear again. I'm very sorry. Next time I shall remember. Third occasion. Some such message was there. Now the message, Baba said, you must give this message to such and such a man. I said, Baba, I'm not going to give the message. What? Not going to give the message? What nonsense this man is talking, I do not understand. What do you think, Herod? What does he say? What is the reason? Why should he not give the message? I said, Baba, first you decide which way I should give the message. Should I give it in the literal words that you asked me to do it, or shall I just give the message in a way that the work will be done? So he looks at Erechak and, look at this fool, what is he asking? He's an idiot. What does he want? I don't understand. What do you think, Erech, about this man? Erech says, Baba, he is right. That is right. What nonsense is it? Are you going to give the message? I said, no, Baba, I'm not going to. But you first decide the way that I should give the message. Then I will give it. Because two times, I don't know, I was brought myself into trouble with you. I do not know. Again he asked Erech, and again Erech said, Baba, Adi is right. Then Baba said, all right, you do as you like. You see, give the message as you feel best. And then he laughed himself. He has such a great sense of humor.
When Baba would reprimand you, you know, for not carrying out something, how would that affect you? I mean, would that affect you for a
long time? Of course, immediately it would affect me a great deal, but I definitely knew more than the words. The words was more important to me. So the words did not have that effect, as if some other man would fling those words on me. No, nothing at all. We suffered, but as I say, it was always a joyful suffering.
And if only that happened for a moment, then it was
gone. Yes, it's absolutely gone. But we have to be, yes?
Are you telling stories?
Yes. I was not in a hurry.
You were in a hurry. And you get from the rickshaw, from the Tonda.
No, that is a long story, I have that to say. See, in the new life what happened was, We were in the north of India, northern India. And Baba sent me out in advance. Persons. And the two persons were old Baba Das, who had sciatica pain, and another old fogy, Dr. Abdul Ghani, who had already had once heart attack during our new life. He had one heart attack, hardly 32 miles away from Ahmednagar on our foot journey. Then I had to carry out his instructions. Then he gave us some food. We were not supposed to buy any food at all. I was only supposed to, three of us, to eat the food, what was given to us, and do the work. And the next, what was the work, I'll tell you later. And the next day, Baba and the whole party would come, and all the three errands that were given to me had to be fulfilled. So I would be traveling in the train. In the train, these two old, sickly old fellows, instead of being a help, they were a burden to me, and they ate away all the food. I ate some, and the food was finished right in the journey. So when we reached the destination, at a place called Najibabad, that was the name of the town. It's a small town. And the food was finished, of course. But then we went there, and I thought that I would have to pass night over, and a few hours are on hand, during which time I have to do three. I have to accomplish three errands. And what were the three errands? The one was that I had to seek a house where we would be given a shelter to sleep for three nights, all the 20 people. And then offered free of charge hot water for bathing, because we had not bathed with hot water for a number of days. And this was the second errand. First was the house, second was the hot water, and second was the food, that we should be given food free for 3 to 4 days that we stayed here by some other man. One man would give us a house and hot water, another man was to give us food for 4 days, and the third man was to buy our train tickets for us to go from there to Haridwar, a distance about 30-40 miles, approximately. Now, first of all, I had to get rid of these two old people with me, and I was trying to find some traveler's house where I would lodge them there. And right opposite to the railway station, there is we call it a dharamshala, where is a poor man's traveler's house. And then the room was not vacant. And one room was vacant, but the man would not allow to get in. Somehow or the other, I forced in my luggage, put all the luggage inside, and then he agreed. And it was a small room, and he put three cots over there. When the three cots were fitted in the room, there was no room even to stand there. Anyway, I saw them lying down, and then I went away. Out to do this, accomplish these three errands, they were not helpful to me at all. Now, I hired a Tongai horse carriage to go around the town. I didn't know anybody in the town. So I asked him, who are the persons to whom I should approach for a house, for food and for the tickets, for the railway fare. So he took me from place to place, place to place. Nowhere could I find a man who would really was prepared to accommodate us in the house. And I was not to reveal Baba's name at all. I was not to disclose anybody who had ever a doubt. Baba was just had some doubts about Baba being a great man. He would ask me. I would have to say only that he is my elder brother. If they had known about Mehr Baba, they would have immediately come out and done something and helped us a great deal, which Baba did not want. Went from house to house and house. I was absolutely tired. I could not get a house. So I gave up the attempt of looking after a house. Then I went after the second errand. The second errand was to find a man who would feed us. He was a tall man, 6 foot tall, you see, a cloth merchant. I approached him and talked to him in English. He readily agreed. Sir, I will feed you not only for 3 days, even for 3 months if you stay here. I'm prepared to feed all the 20 persons. I was very happy that this errand is really done, accomplished. Then the one about the railway fare remains. So this Tonga man really guided me and took me to another merchant. And I went to another merchant and talked to me. He says, all right, I'm prepared to buy your tickets for 20% whenever you want to go. So he called his manager, introduced the manager to me, and asked his manager that whenever I call on this manager, he must go to the railway station at a time when the train arrives and buy the tickets of 20%. The two things were accomplished. Now the first one, which was rather important for Baba to rest and to have hot water, could not be done. No, but at least some place should be there where should they must come and just stay there overnight for 2-3 nights. Some place has to be there, at least an open ground, somewhere safe. So there was an old discarded garden near that traveler's house where I had lost these two old men, and nearby there was a garden. So I went near the garden, and the garden gate was closed and locked. And I had become so disappointed, and I was in a hurry to get a place. Now, inside the garden, there was a raised platform, a masonry platform, where I thought that Baba would really stay with the mandali. It was a quite a big one like this, as big as this house. But the door was locked, and I did not know how to open the door, and I did not know whom to ask. Now, there was one man standing nearby. So that man from a distance says, "You can go inside." But I said, "The door is locked." "You break open the lock and go." I hardly realized. This man said, "It is my garden." So if it is his garden, then he should open the lock and give it to me. Why should he ask me to break the lock? But in the heat of the moment, you know, I just break the lock, break the gate and go inside and occupy it. Anyway, this happened. The next day, Baba and the whole party... No, then at night what happened after midnight, I went and slept. I slept on the middle cot, and Dr. Gani was on my left-hand side, and Baba Das was on the right-hand side. And after midnight, Dr. Gani got a heart attack, another heart attack. There was no light and darkness, and he sort of started doing like this. I said, "Baba, what is this? I do not know. This is a place, nobody knows me. If at night this man dies, there will be some... I do not know. The police will come," and I could not imagine what I was really so much. I became so much nervous at the time. I did not know what to do. I said, "Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba." But after a few while, really, the attack subsided, and Baba and Dr. Gani slept and started snoring. And I thought, now this crisis is really past. Next morning, I see Baba and all the entire mandali coming. A big camel, a gong in the neck of the camel, tong, tong, doing like this. There are horses, there are donkeys and cows and all that. And the people saw that a circus was going or what, from every time we passed through this. So I saw Baba first coming, and Baba called me here. "What have you done?" I said, "Baba, I've done the two things all right. But what about a place?" I said, "We can't get place and can't get hot water." "What have you done this?" Baba showed a little... just a little disappointment over my work. But I could not help it on. But I said, "There is a garden, you can come." So Baba and all the party went, and I accommodated them on that raised platform in the garden. And informed the man who was to give us food. So this cloth merchant, along with his wife, cooked food by their own hand. They would bring every time and serve us. The first day he came, he immediately recognized Mayor Baba. And he comes and falls at Baba's feet. And I was astounded. And Baba just looks at me and became furious. I said, "You must be the person who should have told him like this. Why should I say, Baba? Yeah, against your orders, I didn't tell him that you are Mayor Baba. He on his own has recognized you, and it is not my fault at all." Anyway, then he was informed that he should not inform anybody that he is Mayor Baba. So he agreed. So for 3 days, the husband and the wife regularly brought, cooked very good, pure, nice vegetable food and served with their own hands 20 of us. So that was all. Now what happened in the interim, before we left, another man comes and stands outside the gate. And he calls me, or I happen to go out. And he says, "Who are you, sir? What is your religion? Where are you going?" And so many personal questions he started asking me. I said, "Who are you, sir? Why should you ask these personal questions? Are you from the secret police? And have you any doubts about us? You think that at that time, you see, there was a great fear of the communists in India under the British rule. So we are not communists at all, and we have got our identity card that can show." "No, no, sir, it is not like that. Please answer my question." I said, "Why do you ask? I'm not going to answer the question. Unless you reveal your identity to me, I'm not going to talk to you. Let me tell you, sir, one thing. What have you done? You know, you have trespassed my garden. This garden belongs to me. It is under litigation." "Are you, Bapu?" I got a shock. I said, "What is this? I do not know." "So why should you have broken open the lock and gone in?" I said, "I am very sorry. I did not know there is a man standing by. That man was the man against whom I have got a legal fight in the court of law. And he, you see, deceived you by having you break open the lock." I said, "I beg your pardon. I fold my hands before you. I shall ask my elder brother. The whole party will immediately vacate this place and go away. We have no interest in your garden. And whatever the expenses may be for the law professor, loss of your gate, we are prepared to reimburse you. You do not worry. No. Don't do that. You seem to be very good people. I won't let you do that. You can stay there. But please tell me, why did you trespass? Why did I trespass? I explained to you once. He went on asking me, why did you trespass? Why did you trespass? I said, I'm prepared to make you good and go away from here and make you good any loss that was incurred by my breaking the gate and all, and your lock and all. That you, no, don't do that. You seem to be very nice people. But if you, we are very nice people, why do you go on asking me why I did it after having explained you so many times? Anyway, I pacified him and he went away. You see, that time. Now the day of our departure arrived. And early morning, the train was to come at 5 o'clock on Najibabad railway station, which we were to board. The four women were there. Meramai was there. Gavir was there. Meru, my niece, was there. And Mani was there. Four women and 16 men, including Baba. And we went to the railway station. The railway station was so thickly crowded, you could not imagine. Now the Manli, male Manli, could get in anywhere. And the time was very short of the train to stay on the station. But Baba said, no, I won't allow these women to go in this crowded train at all. Please ask him whether he can buy the first class ticket. Because Baba, I had only asked for third class ticket, and we got the third class ticket. The men could be accommodated in third class. But Baba said, I would not allow the women to go in the third class. Will he buy the first class? But there was no time. The whistle was out. The train was about to leave. So I go and ask that man, yes, I can pay the difference of the first class. But there was no time for the tickets to be exchanged from the third to the first. The ticket collector was not there. The train was about to leave. And Baba is just pushing me forward. Anyway, we accommodated these four women into the first class. And I started talking to them. The train was about to move from there. And he said, no, there is no time now. You take this money and access over the first class, I know, approximately, more or less, we shall see. Then you can have the tickets exchanged on one of the forward stations. I said, all right. So I took the money and just boarded the train. And Baba was sitting right there in the crowded train. Baba said, why did you receive the money? I'd asked you not to touch the money. How else I could do, Baba? I do not understand. You wanted the first class ticket. There was no time the tickets to be exchanged. That man could have done it. But now he gave us the money to exchange the ticket. You should not have received the money. Anyway, now you be careful. On one of the forward stations, you get these tickets exchanged from third to first class for the four women. And if ever there is a balance, a single cent as balance, you send him back from Haridwar to Najibabad, or from Dehradun to Najibabad. I thought to myself, it was good that I had taken down his address with me, or rather I remembered. If I had not known his address, I could not have done that. Immediately, you see, we landed there. At the destination, I got down, went to the post office, and I had a balance of 10 rupees. So I sent him, returned the money by money order. One thing very important I missed. During our stay, before Baba arrived at Najibabad, in the evening, when I felt that I had accomplished the three errands, I failed to get hot water in the house, the second I succeeded for the food, and the third I succeeded for the railway fare. It was evening. And I was very tired. And when I went back, before Dr. Gani had a heart attack, after midnight, late in the evening, I went to the room, they were both sleeping, they asked me that we are very hungry, we want food. But I was supposed to beg food. So where is the time and where is the energy to beg food? It was getting dark, and I do not know. And I myself was feeling hungry. I had the money, but I was not supposed to buy food with the money. What shall I do? So I scratched my head for a while, and I asked this Tonga man. His entire fare for the few hours that I went round the town was only 5 rupees, say $5, 5 rupees. So I paid him 15 rupees instead of that. I was reprimanded by Baba later for using this trick. I said, look here now, these 15 rupees are for your Tonga hire. Now out of this, you keep 5 rupees as your genuine hire, and the 10 rupees you buy food and give us as alms, like bhiksha. Then we will eat. Alms? To you? You too come, seem to be from respectable family. Sir, I can't do that. Are please listen to me. If you can't do that, we'll starve here. No, no, sir, but I can't do that. It took me so much time to dissuade him, you know. And somehow or the other, I brought him round. And I was very happy. With these two fogies on my one side, all of us went to a small restaurant there. And then again this fellow changed his mind. No, no, sir, I cannot give this alms. I said, what are you telling me? You want us to starve? We are very tired. We have come on a food journey, long all distances. Would you like to help us? Yes, yes, I will help you then. Then he ordered for 10 rupees worth food. It was very cheap in those days, and 3% to eat. And then the food came along. And in the restaurant, there were other customers sitting. I said, in front of all, you must say that this is the food I am giving you in alms. No, no, sir, I can't do this. I can't do this. So I pulled him on one side. I said, you fool, you have promised me to have this land. It will go all very much against you. You see, you should not break your promise. You just go by your promise, and besides that, we shall starve here. And you will be responsible for that, you see. All that. Then he comes forward like this. Yes, yes, yes. I give this food in alms to you. I said, now you disappear for heaven's sake. He went away, and within 5 minutes we finished the entire food. We are so hungry, you see. Stark hungry. And when I told Baba this story, Baba says, why did you do this? I said, what can I do, Baba? I do not know. Why should you have given this to old men? I would have gone without food, but they wanted food. And I couldn't help doing that. Baba reprimanded me, and then again pardoned me.
When you were asking people about, you know, asking them for a place to stay or something like that, why did they, you know, offer this food? I mean, what did you tell them that made you feel the strength?
No, I will tell you. The place we were going to on foot was a sacred place, a place of great Hindu pilgrimage, Haridwar. And they had always the respect for the pilgrims who go on foot, undertaking long journeys. To them they render help.